Well, today is all about sending the message to the public that we as journalists are, A, not your enemy, B, in fact, we exist to serve your community, and C, we really want to make this a positive message to the public that, we're your neighbors, we live in the same communities. Our kids go to the same schools. Many of us attend the same houses of worship. We go shop at the same grocery stores. This is about journalists serving their local communities by seeking and reporting the truth. And the stories that we report often serve as catalysts for positive change in the community. And when we ask tough questions of public officials, we're not doing that to be jerks. We're doing it because you can't be at that council meeting or you can't be at that school board meeting. We are, and we're the ones who keep you informed. And we do it out of a sense of duty to make our communities better places.
In terms of Donald Trump's rhetoric around the media, how has that impacted the day-to-day work of journalists here in the U.S.?
Well, I would be lying if I told you it did not have an impact. It has had a significant impact in a variety of forms. We've seen a marked increase during the last 2 years in the number of local elected officials who have taken cues from the president and are using his term enemy of the American people and other pejoratives that he uses against the media to heart, and they're using them at the local level. I recently wrote an article for rtdna.org about a Florida state senator, a Democrat, by the way, who has taken to calling the police and filing police reports simply for asking her questions at a public forum. And she doesn't use the term fake news. She uses the term false news. But we're seeing that all over the country. We're also seeing it manifest itself in the fact that many Trump, not all, certainly, this is a very vocal minority, but minority, some Trump supporters or some people who tend to believe that we are the enemy of the people for whatever reason, have resorted to violence. I mean, there have been about 30 journalists attacked physically so far this year across America, and there were even more last year. There is a cause and effect relationship between the fervor to which the president ratchets up his base and the amount of attacks and cases of obstruction and harassment against members of the news media that we see today.
What can members of the public do then if they are concerned about what's happening right now? But we're also seeing other issues facing, particularly news coverage here in Colorado. We're seeing a decimation of local newsrooms in newspapers, consolidation of ownership of broadcast outlets, meaning very often less local news. So I think a lot of people are concerned about the state of journalism on top of what's happening, as we've discussed, with the rhetoric coming from Donald Trump. So what can members of the public do?
Members of the local public can support their local public radio or television station. They can subscribe to their local newspaper. If they have marketing positions in companies or if they own their small businesses, they can advertise on local radio and television stations. We are at a dangerous place, potentially, in our nation's history. And that place is constriction of local news, particularly in print, and the intersection of that and these attacks on the media that constantly, it seems like they constantly occur. If the American people who care about the First Amendment and care about freedom of the press don't speak with their readership, their listenership, their viewership, and their support through either underwriting campaigns or advertising campaigns, then I'm afraid that the future would be bleak. But I choose to be optimistic. We are seeing more and more students entering journalism schools across the country. There's been a spike across the country in major journalism schools of enrollment numbers for next semester. And I take great comfort in that fact, knowing that while all of this stuff that's going on now with enemy of the people, et cetera, is happening, it's also emboldening the next generation of journalists to want to serve their communities.
Well, Dan Shelley, thank you very much for taking time to talk to us.
My pleasure. Thank you.